Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Vanessa Green. It is the 3rd of February, 2023. Yes, January has flown past. It was the trial month, but it did set the tone for a fantastic fishing year ahead. So as always, let's get into this week's show where there has been a mixed bag of fishing that's been going on. Yes, there's been some dirty water. Yes, there are some areas where there's been absolutely nothing to report on. However, there has still been bending rods along our coastline, and we're going to get into all of that in this week's show. But before we do, here's a little taste of what you can expect. So on your offshore side, there has been some warm water, which has made fishing a little bit slow. However, with that cooler water in between those cooler patches, there's been a lot of cooter, and our kayak boys on the offshore scene has really been taking advantage of that. As for the rock and surf, well, this heat has been vicious, to say the least. However, those that have fished for the flatfish and sharks has certainly been rewarded. As the freshwater, well, guys, all I can say about that, it has slowed down a bit on the trout side, but your bass and carp has certainly been producing the results, with anglers getting involved all over the place and producing the results. Now, we're going to get into all of this in this week's show with great detail, but before we do, here's a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher. And this is their featured product for the week.
Q-Fish Reel Protector fights corrosion, lubricates reels, and displaces water. Many multi-purpose oils are not plastic safe and run the risk of damaging your reel and your fishing line. Q-Fish is tested to be 100% plastic and nylon safe and features excellent corrosion protection properties against saltwater environments, whilst acting as a high-performance cleaner and moisture repellent. Q-Fish fights corrosion, lubricates, displaces water.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, for continuing to sponsor our show and bringing us the latest news that KZN has to offer. So let's start off, as always, down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, where it has been a little bit trying fishing this past week, but he still has some news to report on. Here he is reporting from Port Erin, moving down to Ramsgate, into Margate, out through Yuvongo, and rounding off in Shirley Beach and Port Shepston.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. It's the 2nd of Feb 2023, and at least January is over and done with, Vinesh. Thankfully. Otherwise, things have been pretty good down on the lower coast. I see we've had a bit of rain recently, so quite a nice reprieve from that heat wave we've been having, but definitely looks like we've got a bit more sunny days ahead of us coming. As we know, February and March can also be a belter. In terms of fishing though, Vinesh, it's been a bit on the quieter side, as we've definitely had quite a bit of rain pushed down the rivers, so most of the mouths have opened, and quite a bit of sort of sandy brown water hanging about. So the edible fishing still has been fairly quiet. There's been the odd Nassau shad coming out. There was a decent cob that was caught on live shad, funny enough, down in the Port Edward area. So it's definitely been a case of a non-edge show. It's shaping up to be a pretty good summer season though, Vinesh, so I don't think the guys can complain too much. It's just definitely the oaks looking for something for the brow or the pot have been a bit sort of sorely missed, so the eds have definitely not been showing their faces, Vinesh. I see that there might be a bit of rain for Saturday, so I think it's going to be a bit of a topsy-turvy one this weekend. So guys that are heading down to the coast for this weekend, it looks like today, tomorrow, and early Saturday morning should be good fishing in terms of the wind, as it does look like there's a bit of a northeaster blowing for Sunday. So if you are coming down to the coast, I would definitely want to bring some heavier tackle and try all our local deep water spots, as we know where they all are. Try for that non-ed. I know Bonnie's have been quite a good bait, as well as mackerel recently. Now, moving into the weather, Friday into Saturday afternoon, there will be a very light southwester blowing between 5 to 20 k's per hour, with the swell around 1.1 to 1.6 meters. Picking up on Saturday afternoon as the northeaster kicks in till around Monday morning, with the swells sitting at about 2 meters plus, with the wind gusting to 30 k's as well. So looks like Sunday is going to be a bit of a northeaster day. It will be fishable, but I know there will be a few strong gusts in between, so I don't think it'll be too bad. So definitely the guys coming down, maybe also bring one or two sort of non-ed traces, maybe just try. You know, I mean, look, a pull's a pull, as we always say, Vinesh. So something's better than nothing at this stage. But I know the guys are definitely missing the edible fish on the coast. Otherwise, guys, have a super, super weekend. Bit of a short report this time around, as there's not much new to report from the previous ones. But let's see. Hopefully, we see some good catches this weekend. Have an awesome weekend, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Adam. Another good, honest, detailed report from your area, buddy. It looks like it's sandy, dirty, shaping up to be another not edible weekend. But you know what? Despite that shad and, well, that big shad and cob that's over there, hey, nothing wrong with getting your line pulled on something big. So if we're heading down the South Coast, let's go out with some heavy tackle. Now, moving down to Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti, we are with Gary with this week's fishing report. And this is what he had to say.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary here at the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good morning to you all. Yeah, that sort of cyclone from that was off the end of Madagascar, miles from us, didn't come into the channel by the look of it. It's been pretty quiet along the beaches. I did hear of a couple of greys. Bit of a big shad yesterday there. I can't really vouch for the weight, having not seen it myself. But so big shad came out at Winkle on the whole side. Otherwise, yeah, I meant to say last week the river had been fishing well with some rock salmon on lures and stuff like that. I saw one picture of a rock salmon, probably about 3 kilos. It's hard to say because the guys pushed the camera so close to a fish. Very difficult to get any proportion on these fish. Yeah, and we got a full moon spring tide on the weekend that's coming. So, yeah, let's just keep our eyes open. No signs of any bait or anything here. All that surface activity is gone. I heard a chap went out yesterday off Durban for bait, and he didn't see a sign of anything. He just got a couple of tiny snook, very small. Now, we're a bit back to sort of square one at the moment. It's just a pity. Things are just starting to, all that chain, that food chain, you know, it's just starting to fall into place. And I've seen before along this stretch when you get that tiny anchovy larva start washing up, but it's got to be a lot, you know. Well, you start catching all sorts of fish, pompano, grunter, snook. You know, it all comes together quite nicely, but I just hope it sort of goes that way again. We just need to get that food chain started. The water was a funny sort of soapy color yesterday. I never had a pull. I just fished the outgoing below me on the beach, but I never had a decent pull. Even the small shad went there. But, yeah, let's see what happens in the week ahead, and good luck and tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Always great to hear from you. And, yeah, I will be looking forward to that grey sharks and odd big shad. But more than anything else, I'm really excited to go and fish the river with those artificials. If there's some nice rock salmon coming out, I think that's exactly where I would head this Saturday morning while the weather is looking good and there's that small window of opportunity to go and get a rock salmon. Yeah, I haven't got one in a while. I'm not sure about the listeners out there. If you haven't, on artificial lure, it's bound to be some good fun. Now, talking about some good fun, we are in Durban with Mike V, and what an exciting report he's got. As always, there's rods bending, and he's got the latest news. Followed with him is Brad from Linsky, and Brad is going to tell us what he's heard over this past week.
How's it, Brad? Yeah, the fishing has been good all over the coast. There's not one particular spot that's fired out of control. There's been good fishing all over. Edible side, there's been grunter, stumpies. I've seen quite a few images of some lovely kingies being caught. Snook off the bricks. Yeah, there's been a lot of edibles around there. Sandies, honeys, diamonds, browns, your normal summer species that everyone targets, also plentiful all over the place. Again, not one spot that fires consistently. But it's been everywhere. So you just got to go out there and have a bang at it. The bay, lots of grunter on the banks again. There's been a lot of kingies, springer, things that get on artificial in the bay. So the guys are going down, getting their numbers and having some great fun. Deep sea, there's been some lovely yellowfin caught again. Kuta, I've seen a couple of pics of some big kuta, some snook. The bonnies are there. There is a bit of bait on the deeper wrecks. There's been some nice edibles caught as well on the bottom. But yeah, the fishing is hotting up again. It is getting better. So let's see what this weekend can give us. Have a great one, bud.
Oh, good day, guys. Brad Yalinski, Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Guys, there's been what we can call northeasters blowing forever, and then we had gale force southwesters, which blew us off the ocean. I'm actually coming at you live at the moment on a really bumpy northeaster sea. Fishing today has actually been pretty darn good. Eh? We've managed to get some yellowfin tuna, a whole lot of kawakawa skipjack tunas, and two dorada. Yeah, sea is not really pleasant, but yeah, we're having fun. Lines are tight. Yeah, everyone having a jaw. So, but other guys on the bottom side, yeah, there's some rock hards on Keelbeck up far north. And then by the Sloty area, there's still some kuta and some snook in that vicinity. So guys, yeah, keep it tidy, keep it tight, and screaming reels. Good luck and goodbye.
And there you have it. Like I said, guys, these guys are excited because they have been bending rods this past week. I don't think there is a single species that Mike has not mentioned out there. With that amount of activity, Durban is certainly the place to be. Now, moving on to the North Coast, starting off in Ballito and Salt Rock, we are with Jesse, and this is his fishing report for this week.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. Not missing the fishing too much. And if you're like me, you'd probably be itching to get back on the water because we've had some fairly upside down weather conditions, weather patterns in the last week or so. We had a cyclone come through, which we caught the tail end of. Seas got really big on the weekend. Winds were fluctuating and howling for the most part. And I saw even yesterday, sitting at work here watching the palm trees outside, and the wind was blowing solid in the east-northeast direction for the most part of the day, which is not ideal for the conditions. Northeast is fine if it's gradual over a couple of days, but when it really pumps like that, it makes it fairly unfishable for the most part. And yeah, we obviously won't be able to have much luck in the season in those conditions. Nobody's managed to launch in those conditions. And the guys that did have the guts to go through that surf, either snapped their skis off or they didn't make it out there long and had to head back. So taking a look at the next week's conditions for fishing, we'll see that it is fluctuating. We've got northeast, southwest. It's swirling winds and nothing stable that I can see in the next week, if I take a look on WindGuru anyway. So we'll see what happens there, but it's not looking too good for fishing, which is quite nice for the fishing report perspective, because it gets me to teach you guys a little bit about the conditions. And in this time of the year, what's happened so far is we've had a lot of northeasterly winds, and we speak a lot about the flatfish coming on the bite, and it might seem a little bit monotonous, but this time of the year, that is, for the most part, what is concentrated on and what people get involved with mostly. But with you do get anomalies. You do get times like this where we have cyclones coming through. You have times where you've got strong southwest coming through in the middle of summer, and it's just not common for that time of the year. And a lot of the guys sit there not really knowing what to do. And I think this is a very nice platform to kind of spread the word and see what we can do to make fishing a little bit more pleasurable in these conditions. So if we look at the northeast winds, as I said, very, very strong northeast winds. There isn't really too much you can do. You can't really escape it. We are obviously on the east coast of the country, and a northeast wind will very often make things unplayable. You won't be able to hide from it. There's very few areas that you can actually fish hiding away from the wind. In contrast, your southwesterly wind is fairly easy to hide from. If you go to certain places along our coast, you'll actually be fishing on the south side of a bay, for example, casting with the wind in the southwest wind, which makes A, your cast easier, and B, it doesn't allow for too much of a bow to be created in the line. So you're still going to have contact with those fish at all times. Another thing is you could go fish in Durban Basin, for example, during the southwest. And we often used to go fish in the southwest for those fish, like the blues and all of that type of stuff, as far as non-eds go. But if you really wanted to fish in the southwest and you weren't too opposed to fishing in uncomfortable conditions, it is a lot more productive to fish in the southwest wind for edibles. That is what most people would consider intolerable winds. Whereas if you have to go fish in a strong northeast, it affects your casting negatively, it affects the bow and the line negatively, and it's really uncomfortable to fish in because you've constantly got that saltwater wind blowing straight into your eyes and making things heck of uncomfortable. Especially if you're somebody who wears glasses or contact lenses, you'll notice with your glasses it get messed up like crazy with saltwater spray. And contacts, you end up blinking every few seconds and your eyes start to burn really badly. So fishing in general in the strong northeast is just not pleasant. Southwest is hitting your back, hitting your right hand side back, and you can still fish, and it turns the edibles on more than any other wind, especially come July, August, September, October, when the bronze beam starts to really move through nicely, and you have things like bronze beam smashes where the guys will go down there and end up catching and releasing them into the rock pools, casting again, catching another one immediately through the same shoal, putting it back into the rock pool. And by the end of that hour and a half session where the guys have had a smash, and you turn around and look inside the rock pool, and there are literally dozens of bronze beam. It goes so quick because you're having so much fun. And then on the next high tide, most of those fish will go back, but generally the guys don't release the bronze beam back into the shoal because they tend to spook the fish and they turn off the bites a little bit. I have experienced up at Sheffield and just north of Lamercy smashes so severe where you'll release fish back into the water and it doesn't affect them whatsoever. They just turn on the bite and they do not turn off no matter what happens. And the main reason we don't throw them back into rock pools and stuff when we're fishing in those areas is purely because there are no rock pools. If you're fishing north of Lamercy, there's very few areas where you could actually store a fish, you know, if you had to not want to put it back into the water. Sheffield, you're a little bit luckier, but the problem with those pools is they are filled up a lot on the spring tides when the water gets really high, and you risk putting a fish into a rock pool that's not going to be covered with water at some stage if you go fishing and you put a fish in there. And essentially at the end of the day, you still want that fish to be able to get back out into the ocean. If it's a shallow enough rock pool, you can always catch the fish and put them back in the ocean at the end of your session. But never ever leave a fish in a high and dry rock pool. The oxygen levels get depleted very quickly. The water conditions turn non-favorable for the fish, and it gets really hot there for the most part. So don't leave a fish like a bronze bream or shad or whatever in a shallow rock pool. Rather release them if there's a risk of having them die in that rock pool for no reason. If we take a look at the southwest again, we're talking about southwest for edibles, which we are going to be having in the next week or so. We don't have a lot of bronze beam in the area. I did hear of some up in Sheffield, but I think the guys are not keeping it quiet, but then they're not reporting too much on it purely because there are not a lot of them around, and they want to go and catch one or two when they get there, and they don't want to be in a crowd. I'm not going to give exact locations just for the guys that reported sake, but all the way through from Christmas Bay down to Villa Royale, there's been some good catches of bronze bream, but staggered. You'll catch two today, you'll catch nothing for 2 days after that. So there are a couple there. In that mix, you're getting some shad. The guys were catching some stumpies. And again, southwest, on the incoming tide, find some deep water, turbulent deep water, not sandy deep water. Put your baits out there, and the guys are catching on prawn. If you can get some red baits, use some red baits. You'll widen the opportunity of catching other species. So you don't only catch bronze bream. You could, on a red bait, you could increase your chances of catching brushes, stumpies, stone bream, spadefish, you name it. A lot of those bigger species like rock baits over prawns. But just mix it up a little bit. I'll always take in brusher season or stumpy season, I'll take one bigger rod, put it out with a heavier sinker, put it in a rod holder, and on that I'll normally have octopus tentacle, crayfish bait if it's in season, and then you could also use your rock bait again. And then on my smaller outfit, I just spin it on the side of that, or if they're bronze bream around, I'll put out a small prawn bait for the bronze bream. And that's about it. Guys, offshore, the guys haven't really been able to get out a heck of a lot, but the guys fishing out of Durban, launching in protected launches, sheltered launches, have been able to get out there, going out that deep, catching a lot of Dorado. I've heard of some decent sized Dorado there. We're looking at anything up to 10 kilos, which is quite nice, because in the last couple of years, this time of the year, a lot of people were catching those small dories. I'm talking not even a kilogram dories. Really, really unpleasant to see so many of those fish being caught and kept. Nice to see so many around though, which is good for our indication on our stock numbers. But the guys were just keeping all of those smaller fish, you know, dozens of them. So we've seen some bigger dories, which are not as abundant, but it's probably a little bit better for our numbers. If the guys can just keep one or two big ones instead of 10 of the small ones, which tend to bite a little bit easier, and you can put a lot more on the boat if you had to have some fun there. Other than that, not too much else around. The guys that have traveled north and south have caught some big creature, and that is about it. Guys, have a good one. Let us know what's happening out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. So those heavy northeasterly winds not making it the best of fishing conditions, but we did get some good intel from you regarding those tips with how to read the winds and when to fish with whichever winds are blowing. So Jesse, thank you for that. Some really great knowledge brought to the show. Now moving on to Ntinzini Banks, where it started off not so good with a very short report from Nick. However, he did reply afterwards, well, pretty much a few hours prior to doing the show, with the news we've all been waiting to hear from Port Dunford. So here is Nick from Ntinzini.
Morning, Vinesh. There's not a lot to report, unfortunately. Deep sea over the weekend, very green water in the bay with a funny little scrum. Vessels in total went out over the weekend, and they did catch the odd bit of, little bit of bottom. The surf, we had coffee in front of us. It's actually, yeah, the water was just too dirty for fish. I'm not really sure if anybody really, there was a couple of holiday makers that went down, but I never saw them again, so I don't even actually caught fish, but the local certainly didn't go. The river was also quite quiet. So from Ntinzini, it was not a good weekend. However, early on in the week, I'm sure you guys have seen the videos of those three guys that caught all that cob. I believe they are subsistence fishermen. Oh, sorry, Vanessa. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about.
Well, guys, Nick had nothing to talk about until I've got this other voice note from him.
Well, Vanessa, I just want to add something. I've got some information this morning from one of the guys that will be guiding for the Nationals next week. He was fishing at Port Dunford and the diamonds were thicker yesterday. So it seems that the brown water is cleared away and the fish are back.
Thank you, Nick. That's exactly what I'd like to hear. The fish are back. Guys, diamonds at Port Dunford. It is finally happening. Rods are bending. Let's head out there this weekend. Now moving on to Richards Bay, we are with Ali. This is her latest fishing report.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you are well. Fishing for this past week have been a bit tough for deep sea anglers because of the currents being so strong. It made it harder for them to catch game fish, but anglers managed to catch a few dories and some bottoms on the south side. The water have also been really dirty, which made it better to catch some salmons. In our harbour, anglers have been catching plenty of spotted grunters using mud prawn or sardine. And then on the lures, anglers have plenty of luck catching a few smaller species in the harbour. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you, Ali. Always great to hear from you. So it seems as though Richards Bay, not the greatest of weeks due to the weather. However, the harbour is certainly producing the fish with all those species and certainly a place to go and take that light tackle to get their rods bending. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for KZN. Now moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan who's always got the latest lowdown of what's been going on. Here is Jan from Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg.
Hey guys. So last week's rains finally brought the heatwave to an end, and gosh, some rain it was. The storm that pulled over the Midlands over the weekend dropped up to some 60 mils in places. Since then, it seems that summer, as we know it, is back on track, with hot, clear days to start and a late afternoon-evening thunderstorm. The recent storms have been dropping between 20 and 30 mils at a time, and with the water table still in good shape, the rivers are getting a good feed from the runoff. It seemed that the rivers were dropping in the heatwave, and the water coming over the Midmar wall was slowing. But guys, it's come right back, and there's a good push coming over the wall again. All bodes well for a fantastic autumnal season. As soon as the weather's ups and downs, decide to calm down and flatline a little bit. Stillwater anglers from the Natal Fly Fishers Club were pretty excited by the recent cooler weather and the rains. But as indicated by the committee, bear in mind that it takes a good number of cool weather days and nights before Stillwaters will be cool enough to start reopening the waters again. Of note is that the NFFC Stillwaters were closed until mid-March last year. So guys, there's going to be a bit of a wait still while the NFFC monitors the situation for now. The Trout River beats managed by the NFFC remain open, however, so there is still some fishing to be done. Reports indicate that the recent rains have had an ameliorating effect on water temperatures in the upper beats. One report from an ardent local stream angler, no names mentioned here to protect the innocent, made a proper pig of himself recently, reporting no less than 14 fish of between 7 and 13 inches, that is 18 to 33 centimeters, and all taken on the dry fly from one of the very upper NFFC beats. He noted that the water temperature at start was about 17 degrees, but did rise to 20, 21 degrees later in the heat of the day, and he sensibly called it quits. There were also one or two reports from some of the lower beats, noting water temperatures at 20 degrees to start, and fishing slow, at best, with only one or two fish reported. So if you're headed out to the river, guys, plan an early trip and take advantage of the lower temperatures for both water and air, and fish until mid or maybe even late morning, and then head to the pub. It is also highly recommended that anglers carry a thermometer, as accurate temperature reports from the waters are very useful for management purposes. We reported last week on the MLF, that is the Major League Fishing event, which took place in Albert Falls this past weekend. Word from the water is that fishing was really tough, with very few fish coming out. Some anglers even hitting the dreaded blank for the event. The big fish were in hiding, and with a scorcher of a day on Saturday, water temperatures reached 30 degrees centigrade. 24 boats in total fished the event, and congrats must go to first place winners, local angler Martin de Kock and Tjern Schuss, with 8,830 points. So while the weather was quote-unquote decent enough, the dam switched off, and we suspected the barometric pressure being right down. And as any ardent angler will tell you, when the pressure is down, lockjaw is the result. By comparison, Midmar is reportedly still fishing well. This weekend, Saturday 4th of February, sees the first event in the Joey's Tournament Trail season, which is also held on Albert Falls Dam. We are hoping for better luck and wish all the anglers tight lines and look forward to seeing the results. Also mentioned last week is the 19th edition of the very popular New Hanover Prep Bass Fishing Competition, coming up next month on the 11th of March. Entries are open and you can enter online, see the social media pages for a link. Good numbers of anglers are heading north to Sterkfontein Dam, which by all reports is still firing on all cylinders. Popular with the dry fly anglers, flies of choice are the Good Doctor's Beetle, with the Purple Beetle still being the predominant favourite colour of choice, and with hoppers right up there in the firm favourite list of flies. Scaly anglers also reporting some fish under difficult conditions of high and dirty water in the lower reaches of our rivers. Weighted nymphs and jig buggers are the popular flies at present. So guys, tight lines, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you so much, Jan. Another great detailed report, my friend. So it seems as though those still waters are still closed, but for the right reasons. And hey, huge shout out to that angler, well, the no-name angler, with 14 fish. What a catch for a single session. Jan, I love your tips on fishing those water temperatures. Great advice. But my favorite tip of all, go fishing and hit the pub at the late morning period. Well, Jan, great advice, my friend. Love it. So, guys, that rounds off our fishing reports for this week. That is your saltwater and freshwater reports. Looks like there is some rods bending for this weekend. We are definitely going to be having a good time if we choose the right spot carefully. So hopefully you paid attention to the show, because that's what we do here on Angler News South Africa, getting you onto the right feeding zones. So, guys, that is our show for this week. I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Balito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.